A single article reached 18 million people worldwide, not because it went viral by accident, but because it named something millions of highly sensitive people had experienced but couldn't articulate, the unique agony of being exploited for your empathy. If you've ever felt your kindness weaponized against you, or wondered why toxic people seem to find you with uncanny precision, you're not alone. High sensitivity isn't a character flaw, it's a neurological reality affecting 1 in 5 people. Yet in a culture that mistakes boundaries for coldness and empathy for weakness, sensitive souls often become prime targets for manipulators who recognize their gifts and exploit them ruthlessly. Your heightened emotional awareness isn't imaginary, it's visible on brain scans. fMRI imaging reveals that highly sensitive brains react more intensely to emotional stimuli, with heightened activity in regions governing empathy, awareness, and sensory processing. When you watch someone cry, specialized mirror neurons fire as if you were crying yourself. You're not being dramatic when a friend's pain feels like your own. Your brain literally processes their emotions as yours. This enhanced neural response creates what researcher Bud Craig calls the global emotional moment, a comprehensive present-moment experience integrating surroundings, bodily sensations, and emotions simultaneously. Meeting someone new, you process nonverbal cues, facial microexpressions, tone shifts, and visceral reactions all at once. Your brain processes information more thoroughly, creating richer experiences, but also greater vulnerability to overwhelm. Those with adverse childhoods face heightened risks of anxiety and depression, while supportive upbringings often develop remarkable resilience and leadership qualities. Though sensitive brains contain less serotonin, especially pronounced in difficult childhoods, this genetic variation provides benefits: improved memory, better decision-making, and enhanced mental functioning. Your sensitivity already functions as an internal alarm system. You simply need to trust it. Difficult people range from mildly annoying to genuinely dangerous, requiring different responses. Garden variety boundary steppers habitually talk over you, invade personal space, or give unsolicited advice. They're self-absorbed, but don't take pleasure in harm. Set boundaries by politely explaining your unavailability and cutting interactions shorter. They'll eventually seek more receptive targets. Crazy makers create drama to become the center of attention. Manage them by withdrawing attention. When they don't get emotional reactions, they'll seek fuel elsewhere. Emotional vampires drain your energy, checking in only when they want something, demanding attention during their crises while dismissing yours, and guilt-tripping when you resist. They require straightforward discussions with specific consequences you consistently implement. At the dangerous end lurk malignant, toxic people, narcissists, and sociopaths who lack empathy entirely. They view relationships as exploitation opportunities, employing gaslighting, pathological lying, controlling behaviors, and smear campaigns. They never admit wrongdoing and rage at challenges. With these predators, traditional boundary setting won't work. Safety must come first. Avoid face-to-face meetings, notify trusted people about potential danger, contact law enforcement if necessary, and document everything. Understanding toxic tactics helps you recognize and counter them. Stonewalling, deliberate refusal to communicate, becomes a weapon when narcissists withdraw to make victims beg for approval. Research shows social ostracism activates the same brain region registering physical pain. Gaslighting erodes reality by challenging your perceptions until you question your sanity. The illusory truth effect proves repeated statements feel true even when false, especially when you're tired or distracted. Love bombing deploys excessive flattery and attention early on to secure emotional investment before revealing true colors. Narcissists create premature intimacy through personal disclosures, often fabricated, encouraging you to share deepest desires. They construct personas filled with qualities you seek, creating illusions of once-in-a-lifetime connections. Intermittent reinforcement keeps victims working harder for approval. Like rats pressing levers more fervently for unpredictable rewards, narcissists provide occasional scraps of affection within abuse cycles, ensuring victims focus on regaining approval rather than escaping. When facing boundaries or endings, they hoover targets back through holiday texts, calls after silent treatment, or contact through third parties. Research shows people with darker traits maintain contact with exes for pragmatic reasons, sex and resources, not love. Leaving toxic relationships proves difficult because of biochemistry, not weakness. Trauma bonding creates betrayal bonds, highly addictive attachments formed during intense emotional experiences with those who hurt us. Dopamine creates pleasure highs similar to drug addiction. Research by Bartels and Zecki found brains in love resemble cocaine addicts' brains. Love bombing floods you with dopamine, while hot and cold behavior rewires your brain to fixate obsessively on unpredictable rewards. Oxytocin, released during physical intimacy, promotes attachment even with untrustworthy partners, explaining why you might stay despite infidelity and lies. When falling in love, serotonin decreases while cortisol rises, triggering fight or flight responses. This biochemical cocktail creates intense preoccupation that feels life or death. Breaking this addiction requires understanding the sunk cost fallacy. You can't regain lost time, but you can reclaim your future. The no-contact approach creates space for genuine healing. Challenge yourself to 90 days, the same time needed for drug detoxification. Replace destructive cycles. Create novelty through new activities. Spend time with positive friends. Replace oxytocin bonds through pet therapy and safe touch. Counter cortisol through exercise, mindfulness, meditation, laughter, and music. Boundaries are figurative fences protecting you from those who violate your rights and disrupt your safety. As a highly sensitive person, implement boundaries before toxic predators infiltrate your life. Build confidence using healing modalities to reprogram negative self-talk, making self-worth your default mindset. When you believe you deserve good treatment, you'll operate more assertively. Own your agency by examining effective coping options. Assess situations, mindfully address discomfort, explore what you can control, and face reality instead of wishful thinking. Reacquaint yourself with foundational rights, protection from abuse, protesting toxic behavior, safe communication, taking breaks, privacy, and emotional safety. Know your core values and set boundaries honoring the needs behind them. Identify your non-negotiables. With receptive people, communicate boundaries directly. With narcissists who might weaponize information, simply understand your limits and withdraw when crossed. Assert yourself calmly without unnecessary apologies. Only apologize for genuine wrongs. When boundaries are challenged, use the broken record technique to maintain your position. With malignant narcissists, enforce consequences through absence or legal measures when warranted. Actions prove more effective than words. Your sensitivity isn't a flaw, it's a gift. Research shows sensitive people excel in creative fields, counseling, and leadership requiring emotional intelligence. Their deep processing makes them valuable problem solvers and innovators. By protecting yourself from exploitation, you preserve your ability to share these gifts with those who truly deserve them. The journey from victimization to empowerment isn't linear. You'll face setbacks and occasionally fall into old patterns. But with each boundary set, each toxic relationship left behind, and each healing practice embraced, you reclaim your authentic self. In reclaiming your power, you don't become less sensitive. You become more powerfully, purposefully, and protectively sensitive. Your heightened awareness, once a liability in toxic relationships, becomes your greatest asset in building authentic connections. The empathy that made you vulnerable to manipulation now guides you toward people who honor and reciprocate it. Protecting your sensitivity doesn't mean hardening your heart. It means surrounding it with boundaries strong enough to keep it soft. That's not weakness. That's wisdom.